is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Federal officials have opened an investigation into Jack Smith for alleged illegal political activity. Smith is the former special counsel who investigated then-candidate Donald Trump before his re-election over two federal cases. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
The likely purpose of this investigation is to put Jack Smith in the hot seat, perhaps reveal information about his investigation, call on people who work for him, and keep going this narrative that Jack Smith was involved in political activities, not legitimate prosecutorial activities.
No comment yet from Smith. Still a lot of pushback from Democrats after President Trump fired the person whose job it is to compile the job's numbers because he did not like the numbers. Senator Elizabeth Warren.
He wants to politicize those statistics. And as soon as that happens, who knows what the real numbers are? Are they higher? Are they lower? How much have they been inflated? Because there's a president standing there saying, if you give bad numbers, it's off with your head.
The manhunt for a suspect in the killing of four people in Anaconda, Montana is on the ground and in the air after yesterday's shooting rampage at a bar. Michael Paul Brown fled after walking into the Al bar and opening fire. Lee Johnson is with the Montana Department of Justice.
He is believed to be armed and extremely dangerous. Residents in the area have been notified and encouraged to stay inside their homes on high alert. If you see Brown, do not approach him and call 911 immediately.
In San Luis Obispo County, California, Airdrop Retardant says the Gifford fire is 5% contained. Highway 166 remains closed. The fire began yesterday afternoon and has burned about 24,000 acres. Smoke from Canadian wildfires is hovering over several Midwestern states, bringing warnings of unhealthy air. Air quality alerts are in effect in Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan, as well as eastern Nebraska and parts of Indiana and Illinois. WWJ's Taylor Dietz from Detroit.
Dr. Wolf says she's seen many cases of asthma get worse because of this year's bad air. Today's plumes of smoke are expected to make the air dangerous for people with heart disease and asthma. They should avoid strenuous outdoor activities.
A group led by Celtics minority owner Steve Pelechiga.
Connecticut looks different in a positive way while New York
has reached a deal to buy the Connecticut Sun for a record $325 million and move the team to Boston. The franchise will not play in Boston until the 2027 season. The Sun are owned by the Mohegan Tribe, which runs a casino where the team is played. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The spirit of the Cowboys special.
Spirit comes from soul. It's not something that happens to you. It's something that happens in you.
You take pride in yourself. You take pride in your brand.
It's hard work. It's perseverance. It's dedication. And it's preserving what's old and keeping it new.
The spirit of the Cowboys is the last wild free thing left.
Boot Barn. Share the West.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Trailblazing country singer Jeannie Seely has died at 85. CBS's Dana Jacobson.
Don't touch me if you don't love me, sweetheart.
She shot to stardom in 1966 with that song, Don't Touch Me, which earned her a Grammy Award for Best Female Country Vocal Performance. Seely was 26 at the time and never stopped performing. She owns the record for appearances at Nashville's Grand Ole Opry with more than 5,000 performances. Since 2018, she'd been hosting a weekly show on Willie Nelson's SiriusXM satellite radio channel.
NBA superstar guard Luka Doncic will remain in the Southland after he announced that he's signed an extension with the LA Lakers. The deal is a three-year, $165 million contract extension. The Lakers co-signed the announcement with a post on X reading, "The journey begins." Matt Piper, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
A
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy areas of smoke tonight and a low near 60. Hazy sunshine from the smoke tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s. Through the upcoming week, rain chances start to return as heat and humidity begins to build. Currently at 77.
That I see walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girl should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Trusted walking with you alone.
And timeless hits on WRJN just after 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. Beautiful day in Racine. We've got those smoky skies, but temperatures still hanging around 80. Raiders Championship Football coming up at 5:45 this afternoon. Racine Raiders are in Detroit to play the Ravens. We'll have the kickoff at 6 here on WRJN.
Yeah, sandwiched in here between the sports shows, but that's okay. I kind of like it. This is a lot of fun. Sit around the studio here and get ready and do things. Coming up at 5:45, it's the Raiders in the playoff game. That ought to be a fun game to listen to. It's coming up here at WRJN.
Do you believe in magic? In a young girl's heart, how the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic. If the music is groovy, it makes you feel happy like an old-time movie. I'll tell you about the magic and the free your soul, but it's like trying to tell a stranger about a rock and roll. Believe in magic. Don't bother to choose if it's jug band music or rhythm and blues. Just go and listen. It'll start with a smile that won't wipe off your face, no matter how hard you try.
Bit of magic. Well, you know, sometimes it's kind of fun to do that. What a wonderful afternoon, huh? Get a chance to go outside. You're right there listening. I'll tell you what, it's nice. A little bit of smoke haze, but that's okay. We'll get over it sooner than later. Here's Show and Tell, Al Wilson, with Rick Johnson's Saturday Afternoon Soundtrack on WRJN.
These are the eyes that never knew how to smile till you came into my life. Every day and every night, girl, and here is the soul of which you've taken control. Can't you see I'm trying?
Oh, show and tell, it's just a game I play. When kiss of the first, just go sleep. Turn the wider shade off fair.
Carl Harum from 1967, a little bit of Wider Shade of Pale. Kurt Vollman, he's reliving his high school glory days. A lot of people like to do that. Well, I'll tell you what, he gets to do it. It's every weekday at 5 with his 5 o'clock class reunion set of timeless hits. Every afternoon, he'll feature three songs from the same year that you get to help him select. All right? Go to WRJN.com, see what year he's going to be doing for Monday, and you can enter your favorites, and maybe he'll get a chance to play them for you.
Add some serious sound to your vinyl collection. Time and Again Music has the albums you seek. With over 10,000 titles in stock, rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, you'll find the records that shaped your personal soundtrack. Check out the buy one, get one free bargain selection. Double the vinyl, double the vibes. A splendid time is guaranteed for all. Rediscover the magic at Time and Again Music on Highway 11 in Sturtevant, where great music and good times never go out of style.
For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been Racine's go-to for comfort food that hits the spot. From classic pizzas and golden fried chicken to hot sandwiches and stuffed calzones, every bite satisfies. This August, things are heating up with the Hot Honey Pizza, your favorite Ferraro's pepperoni pizza, topped with a bold sweet drizzle of hot honey for the perfect kick. It's a limited time twist you don't want to miss. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Matrim Road just north of Taylor Avenue.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Yeah.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack.
Ah!
about giving them a helping hand in their wicked picket land of 10,000 dances. Here for about, another 15 more minutes or more. 5:45 coming up with the pregame for the Raiders as they go for the final playoff.
You're even in my dreams. I can hear, baby, I can hear.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
We expect Racine Raiders football coming up here shortly on WRJN. Trying to get the connection to Michigan, sometimes a little tricky. So hang in there. We'll stay with it and have Racine Raiders playoff football for you shortly.
Oh, and time.
Here we are, ready to rock on Racine Raiders football. Stand by for Farmington, Michigan's live broadcast. We'll get from Don Wadowitz here in just a moment for the championship game live on WRJN. Just waiting for the countdown from the Detroit Farmington area, and we'll be on the air with Racine Raiders football right here on WRJN. Should be just a moment or two.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow.
Racine Raiders football is on the air.
Pump fake by Locke, throwing to Payne along the near sideline, makes the catch, slips a tackle, Payne loose, down the sideline, feel the pain, touchdown, Raiders!
The Racine Raiders Broadcast Network, now on Home Team Network, and back on WRJN. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM.
Locke gives to Benko. Benko up the middle, into the end zone. Touchdown, Raiders!
Racine Raiders football is brought to you by Active Body Fitness, personal and small group fitness training, Anton Painting and Decorating. Transform your home. Domino's Pizza. Try their Parmesan Stuffed Crust Pizza today. Educators Credit Union. Achieving more together. Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty. Where strong Wisconsin roots unlock the home you've been dreaming of. Our Harmony Club. Enriching lives, easing care, creating connections. Rasmussen Diamonds, providing Racine beautiful stories for 125 years. Senior Helpers of Racine and Kenosha, senior care only better. Time and Again Music and More, Sturdivant's vinyl destination. Woodman's Food Markets, low prices every aisle, every day.
The Racine Raiders, back-to-back national champions.
Now, here's the Racine Raiders broadcast team with tonight's game.
From the Hawk Stadium in Farmington Hills, Michigan, it's time for the Players Football Association League Championship game and Racine Raiders football. Good evening, everyone. Dan Pfeiffer with you from Farmington Hills. Don Wadowitz will be joining me in just a little while. And tonight, it's the Racine Raiders playing for a championship against the Detroit Ravens on their home turf, going up against a tough Ravens team, but coming out of a victory in the semifinals against a previously undefeated Motor City Rams team that the Raiders were able to takedown last weekend. We're expecting this to be an outstanding game tonight. The Racine Raiders, the last time they went up against this Ravens team, it was here at the Hawk, and the Raiders really struggled against that Ravens team, but it looked like last week against the Motor City Rams, the Racine Raiders were an almost different team offensively. They came out strong and were able to knock off the previously unbeaten Motor City Rams to earn the right to play for this league championship tonight. And this is a good Detroit Ravens team that they're going up against. Some of the roots of this Ravens team are back in the days of the Detroit Seminoles, a team that had been around for over 20 years, a very good team that gave the Raiders a lot of trouble in the 2010s, even though the Raiders did beat them in one of their national championship victories back in 2014. This is an organization that knows what it's doing, and I'll tell you what, seeing the warm-ups tonight, as we were out here trying to get everything set up for the broadcast, this is a Detroit Ravens team that is psyched to be here, and they are energized. But we'll see what the Raiders bring to the table in this contest. Because again, what we saw last week, particularly Bubba Revolinski and the pass game, seemed to take a step up for the Racine Raiders in that victory over the Motor City City Rams. We're hoping that stays the case tonight. How much of Sawyer Schick will we see? How much will it be Uno at the quarterback position? What will we see out of these two defenses? That's going to be a big deal in this contest as Don Wadowitz does meander back over here. And Don, we were just talking about some of the keys to this game as we get this broadcast started here. Good to have you on board, by the way. A lot of the setup challenges whenever we go on the road, but you got it all done, and we've got the internet working just the way that we want it to. Started talking a little bit about the defenses, crossing your fingers, exactly. Two teams that have outstanding defenses coming into this game that have shown they can shut down powerhouse offenses as well.
Yeah, you know, both these teams, they are huge competitors. They've been big on the national stage. They've been ranked number one in the country for obvious reasons. And the Raiders defense showed last week and the last couple of weeks. I mean, that Motor City Rams game, 3 scores.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing from your defense and special teams. I think to win tonight, they're going to have to maybe not score, but get a big play deep in Detroit territory. That game, the first game, May 31st, not as big of a difference as the score indicates when you look at just some of the mistakes, the lack of execution on scoring plays.
Riddle me this too, Don, because we talked about the victory over the Motor City Rams last week, and I know you're catching your breath a little bit. A lot of grandstands to go up here. There's only so much running around the bases in softball that can help you with that. You get that
and
victory.
My average has been low this year. So.
Ooh, we got to get you the cages first off before we get you running stairs. How much does the momentum of beating that previously unbeaten Motor City Rams team coming into this game make a difference for this Raiders squad?
You know, obviously confidence, but, you know, it helps to serve that, hey, we're looking to avenge another loss here, similar to last week where they were able to avenge the loss to Motor City. And so, you know, if you're looking at a tour of looking at this being a tour of the regular season losses, they probably can't get one back against the Phoenix Outlaws, but there are two that they can get back. They already got one of those last week, now looking to do that here again tonight.
And we did mention the passing game showing some strides last week. You do have Andre Locke Jr. here tonight. I said Uno. I actually shouldn't say Uno tonight. He's actually going to be wearing number 7 for the Racine Raiders this evening, so kind of Uno with a little bit of a longer serif, I guess you could say. But also Sawyer Schick, you know, last week it seemed like, again, it did take strides against a good Motor City Rams team.
Yeah, you know, I think things started to come together. Obviously him and Bubba were able to get things going as we watched the opening coin toss, and Tyler Sorensen, our producer, said, we deferred and we'll be kicking, Tyler. Was that what it was? Yes, Racine deferred and will be kicking, which is interesting because Racine last week kicked and Motor City went on a drive that ended up being 12 and a half minutes to start off that game. The Raiders this year, Dan, when they score in the first quarter, 6-0. When they score in the fourth quarter, 7-0. All 10 of their wins, they've scored in either the first or fourth quarter. So starting strong, finishing strong, very important here tonight for this Raiders team.
And we've seen this Raiders team win in a lot of different ways as we kind of do the delicate dance of switching back around from you doing the play-by-play to me being the color commentator. We've seen this Raiders team hop out early, especially with that running game, establish themselves and be able to dominate some games, but there have also been some games where we've seen where the Raiders have had to come from behind and make up some ground in the fourth quarter, but they've proven that they can do that too. So they're going to give the Detroit Ravens a full 60-minute football game tonight. It's going to be a good challenge for this Ravens team. I did mention, though, too, Don, that I have seen some semi-pro teams psyched to go up against the Raiders. Goodness knows, with all of the resources, the history that the Racine Raiders have, anytime they take the field against an opposing team, even that kind of silly question that we had to answer on social media during the last week about whether or not the Raiders can go on the road and play well, we've answered that question with what happened last week with the Motor City Rams. You see tonight that this is a Detroit Ravens team that wants to make a statement in this game against this Racine Raiders team. Granted, it probably wouldn't matter who they're playing, but especially because it's the Raiders, especially because they're going up against a back-to-back national champion, the Ravens look like they are ready to go tonight. They're going to come out with emotion and enthusiasm. As you mentioned, they're going to get the ball first. I think that they are not going to be short of want to when it comes to winning this game tonight.
Well, no, and they had their long win streak ended in this game a year ago by the Motor City Rams. So,
You know, it's interesting. No doubt, I think they probably wanted to play the Rams here again this week in this championship game, talking about being able to avenge losses, to be able to avenge that loss and their loss to them in the regular season. They are the team that the Ravens have lost to, the two losses in the last two seasons. And so that is something that I think they were looking forward to. So how they take it that they get this rematch with Racine, I think, is a little bit of an interesting thing. Is it actually for the Ravens maybe a touch of a letdown because they're really hoping to avenge that those two Motor City Rams losses? The other thing is that they have a lot of confidence coming into this. They are 3-0 all time against Racine. They are 2-0 here at home against Racine. They have actually played, this is their third home game against the Raiders. So talking about Raiders don't travel compared to just one home game for the Raiders against this Ravens team. Prior to that May 31st game, both of those games were decided by a touchdown or less. One of them was 7-6 here in Detroit back a while ago. And I remember doing that game. There was a gunshot right behind us at the field that they're at. Everybody in the press box ducked and were a little bit worried about where that came from. But much nicer facilities that they have here now in Farmington Hills. So I do wonder, Dan, is there, I mean, yes, you're playing the Racine Raiders. You have the confidence. You've beaten them three times in your team's history. The Raiders have not beaten the Ravens yet, but is there a little bit of a letdown that they didn't get to play the Rams in this game?
It's possible, in much the way that anything's possible, but I'll actually go back to what the Ravens did last week going up against the Indy Bison, and they absolutely dominated that game, shutting out the Bison, putting a 40 spot on them. They didn't show last week that playing a team like the Indy Bison, who they had actually even played in their last regular season game as well and beat not as convincingly in that contest, let them down. I don't think it's going to be a letdown for them tonight either. I think they're going to come out and bring everything that they have against this Racine Raiders team. From my perspective, too, if you're the Raiders, what's the approach that you want to take tonight? Is it something where you want to stick with pounding the ball a little bit more and establishing that ground game, or do you want to try and switch it up and go to the air a little bit more?
Yeah, you know, I think you're going to see the Raiders be a little more creative. Last week against the Rams, they spread things out a little bit more to be able to ease the pressure on Sawyer Schick, because the Rams in the previous game, 6 sacks, they got 1 last week. This Ravens game the first time through, 6 sacks. Again, the Ravens had against the Raiders. So you need to cut down on that. So that's where having that bye week a couple weeks ago was very helpful, in that it helped the Raiders to get a little bit healthy. Aubrey Anderson back on that offensive line. He'll be a huge addition here tonight as well.
And we talk about depth for the Racine Raiders when it comes to the team that's on the field. We also talk about depth when it comes to the coaching staff as well. They are able to watch the film, make the adjustments at every level of concentration when it comes to your position coaches, your coordinators, and whatnot. They had a great game plan last week. We're expecting them to have another great game plan tonight. Don, looks like we're set for kickoff in this PFA championship game.
We are. Brady Wodak is going to get things started with his right leg. Raiders in their white jerseys, black numbers, silver helmets, black pants, and with the swing of the Wodak leg, we are underway, and this is going to be a shorter kick. It's going to be hauled in at the 10-yard line, brought up.